David in Warringstown. Morning to you, David.
Morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Well, what did you make that of that from Rosie? She's saying that the police do adhere to this 10% plus 2 miles per hour guideline. She says that provides consistency. She says that on the one hand. And then she says on the other hand, a police officer has discretion.
Well, then she doesn't really know then what she's talking about. She's saying one thing and she's really meaning another.
And she specifically said this morning that prosecuting someone for doing 33 miles per hour is not fair.
Well, Stephen, back in 2012, on a lovely, bright, sunny day at 11:15, just under the 30 mile an hour zone, I was doing 32 miles an hour in a truck. The truck was empty. I was pulled in by the traffic branch, who told me that I was speeding. Didn't tell me the speed that I was doing. I had no way of disproving because I had a digital tachograph and I couldn't check the card. Got a £60 fine and got 3 points from the license. I was doing 32 miles an hour. There was no schools. The guy, the traffic guy with the speed gun was hiding in a gap in the hedge. And it is a classic place where they do it. And this is what they seem to do all the time. They hide in inconspicuous places and prey on people. Now, yes, speeding is wrong. It's against the law. You shouldn't speed. But there's a 2 miles an hour over the limit.
But you heard Rosie this morning saying that they work within the guidelines.
Stephen, I have been in Roadholics for years. I'm a fully qualified transport manager. The case, I was going to bring the case to court. And my vice solicitor told me, look, Dave, it's 10% plus two. He says, but the judge will believe the policeman before they believe you. You're wasting your time.
But there's also a tolerance level of error. There's a degree of error in these machines that they use.
That's right.
Now, I didn't get a chance to ask Rosie what that level of error actually is.
Well,
on the police equipment.
Well, to tell you this, now I have literature at home here to say that the English police, the Welsh police, and the Scottish police check their equipment on a regular basis, and the police officers are using the cameras. Or the speed and equipment are trained and they're kept up to speed with the pardon the pun.
Well, the PSN have said to us the devices are tested with the margin of error accounted for within this process. Look, we'll go back because the police press office are in touch with us this morning. Hold on. We'll go back to them and we'll ask the police press office what the margin of error is with these machines that they're using.
I got my solicitor to make the inquiry for me and he come back to me and he said, in Northern Ireland, the speed and equipment isn't checked. It's just taken as read that it works.
No, well, that's not what the PSNI are telling us. No.
No, well, this is what my solicitor
Your solicitor might have told you that, but the public statement from the PSNI is that the equipment is checked
statement.
And is annually calibrated.
Well, I would like to see that for myself because there's thousands of people out there with speeding convictions that should never happen.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much. Ian and Bangor. Morning, Ian.
Morning.
So think about what the police have said this morning, what the PSNI has said this morning. They have officially said this morning that being prosecuted for going at 10% above the speed limit in a 30 zone is not fair. So Rosie Leach, she is the face of these type of issues on behalf of the PSNI, and she has been for many years. She is saying prosecuting someone for doing 33 miles per hour in a 30 zone is not fair. Now, that's a significant statement from the PSNI this morning.
That is very inconsistent with the people who are employed to do the speed awareness courses because they categorically state that that is not the case because the majority of people on the speed awareness course, and I've been on them, are caught in a 30 mile an hour zone, and most of them are caught below that 10% plus 2 threshold.
Not according to Rosie Leach.
Well, I would like you or your programme to have a freedom of information question put to them to find out the percentage of people that are caught below the 10% plus 2. Because on a dual carriageway, that means 68 mile an hour is not there. I do not believe that for 1 second.
Well, you
so
say
it'd be nice to find out what the percentage is.
Yeah, well, we're in touch with the police as we speak this morning, asking them what the margin of error is on their machines. There is now I think it is fair for us to say after that interview with the PSNI this morning, there is now confusion. They are clearly saying, clearly said it this morning, that prosecuting at 10% above the speed limit in a 30 zone is not fair. So does that mean that, do we extrapolate from that, that they also won't prosecute on a motorway if you're doing 77 mile an hour, where it's a 70 zone?
I would assume, but what's the plus two? Where does that come into it?
You see, the police say, the PSNI and I say, they operate within this threshold. What does that mean?
I don't think they operate within any. I totally appreciate where they're coming from, and it's very difficult. But 30 or 40 or 60, that is the maximum. And having done the driving course, the people who take you on those driving courses make you very aware that there's no discrepancy. If you're doing 31 on a 30, you're over the limit.
Well, not according to the PSNI.
Well, then, everybody who looks after people driving on the roads, other than the PSNI, are not clued in to what the PSNI are saying.
Ian, thank you. Brendan and Yuri. Morning, Brendan.
Stephen, the biggest operation is the stationary vehicles, and the same rule should apply to them. And recently, I was guilty of going over 30 miles an hour. I went 34 miles an hour, and I had to either take the points or the fine.
But that is so that is less than 10% plus 2 miles per hour that the police are saying they operate within.
Yeah, and if she wants to see the letter, I'll give her the letter. But I mean, there needs to be consistency. And, I mean, this was in a main arterial route, and it's about revenue generation. I mean, they have a small sign with a small camera on it, less than 6 inches by 8 inches, just to, so they can tick the box and say, oh, well, there was a sign there. And then equally, they have one on the length of the Newry-Camler Road, which comes from 40 down to 30. There's one very minute 30-mile-an-hour sign, which you have to really search to find. So it's about generation. And there is an issue about speeding. But 34, I mean, as an area commander told me that they would rarely ever put somebody to the course unless they're nearly 15 miles an hour over. He said that was his yardsticks, and that wasn't that long ago. So 34...
Well, we need to be careful here now. We need to be very careful. Let's remind ourselves that speeding endangers lives. It endangers you as the driver, passengers in the car, other motorists. And, you know, Alex and Lisburn, I think you want to pick up on this point.
No, I just want to say, I thought what Rosie Leach said was quite clear. But she did make the point that you're 30 miles an hour outside of school. Say 31 miles an hour outside of school at a quarter to nine in the morning is a totally different situation from 31 miles an hour at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. And that's what she meant by discretion. You know, if you're prosecuting somebody...
So it depends where you're speeding.
Well, it obviously depends.
If it depends where you're speeding, then why don't they have different speed limits for different places? Why don't they have a 33 mile an hour speed limit?
Well, to an extent they do. You know, some schools are 20, but she simply made the point. Or even on the motorway, 77 miles an hour on the motorway, or 70 miles an hour on the motorway, if there's a slight scattering of snow on the ground, is that the same as 3 o'clock in the morning on a nice summer's on a 4 o'clock?
Well,
there's a question. So you have to have, there is discretion, but there's also a discretion on. I say this for a lot of people bringing up saying, "Oh, I got treated badly by the police." A lot comes down to people's attitude when they're pulled over in the first place. Do they say they're sorry?
The PSN
do they not have it again, or do they simply just go?
Yeah, but the PSN. But we need a. We need clear direction from the police. We need this clarified.
But you won't get clear.
Well, why won't we get clear?
Because police men are human beings, and they're dealing with human beings. You're dealing with a related. You're dealing with a policeman stops a motorist, and a lot comes down to how the motorist responds to the policeman. That's human nature. That's the way it is. It's like going for a job interview. There's no clear. You can have all the.
So you're done for. If you're right, then you're done for attitude and not speeding. And that.
When I was in the job, if I pulled one motorist over, and he said to me, "Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be doing that. I wasn't concentrating. I'm sorry, and not happening again, Constable. I'm very sorry." Now the second motorist says, "Well, with the Constable, if you've nothing else to do." I stand here with that.
But that's not. That's. Hand. But hold on a minute.
Should I, would I not? And could I not infer quite clearly from those two motors that the first motor is less likely to speed than the second?
No, you can't, because the first motor. Well, the first motor might. The first motorist might have been playing you.
I think I can. Because the same way when you're interviewing somebody, you tailor your questions by their response.
We're awaiting this answer. We're awaiting this answer from the PSNI this morning as to what is the margin of error on their equipment. That's vital that we know that. Jerry and Macrofell. Right. Morning, Jerry.
How you doing?
Go ahead, Jerry.
I was in Ballymena. It was the first time I was ever in Ballymena when I was driving, and I got caught by the camera. Doing 34 and a 30 mile an hour zone.
But sure, that's less than 10% plus two.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And did anybody, as Rosie Leach suggested this morning, as the PSNI suggested this morning,
no.
Did anybody come out and speak to you and so that they could use their discretion?
No. I got a letter saying that was either the speed awareness course or pay the fine and the 3 points.
So that's a static camera?
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you make of what the police are saying this morning?
That's a disgrace. I was just wondering, did I get a refund for the speed awareness course? I paid £80 plus £20 for petrol. I didn't bother buying a cup of coffee off them because they didn't offer you tea or coffee. No, you had to buy it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be drinking too much tea if you killed yourself speeding or killed somebody else, though. So you got to remember that too, Jerry.
Hold on.
You were speeding. Bottom line, you were speeding.
I was going with a flow of traffic and a dual carriageway. There was two.
You were going at over 10%.
I was
of the speed limit.
I was doing. Well, it's not 10% plus two they were talking about.
Well, is it or isn't it?
Well, I didn't even know nothing about the 10% at the time. It was just a couple of years ago. You know?
So, do you feel that you have clarity from the police this morning?
No. No. Like, the speed awareness course to me was a waste of time because I have never been caught speeding since because I don't speed. I stay within the limits. And because I was going with the flow of traffic, it was my first time on that road. It was a dual carriageway sort of a road. And I thought, I was just going with the flow of traffic. I didn't realise I was doing 34.
You see, what I also want to find out from the PSNI is why do they feel it is unfair to prosecute someone doing 10% over the speed limit, 33 and a 30?
Well,
why do they feel that's unfair?
I don't know. I thought it was 30 miles an hour. It's only you mentioned yesterday in your show about this 10% plus two.
Jerry, thank you. Alan and Carrickfergus. Morning, Alan.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Alan.
First of all, I suspect that Rosie has maybe got herself in a wee bit of bother this morning by saying that on your show.
No, because the statement from the PSNI, written statement, in other words, they had time to think about it and consider it. The PSNI said yesterday to this programme, we're only revealing this today, they said in a statement, speed enforcement equipment is operated and tested with a small margin of error. However, the tolerance for error is always set in favour of the motorist. The NPCC, that's the National Police Chiefs Council, sets a national speed enforcement threshold, currently 10% plus 2 miles per hour of the speed limit on the particular route. We can confirm that the PSNI operates within this threshold.
Oh yeah, I'm not questioning that. It was really when she said it wasn't fair. You know, I think that maybe we didn't want to say that. Anyway, the point was, Stephen, it was about the, you know, the vans, the mobile vans that park up at the side of the road.
Yeah.
And the issue of discretion. How can a van show discretion? Surely they're set to take a picture at a particular speed, depending on what the speed limit is for that road. And the guy taking the pictures can't show discretion because he's a civilian. He's not a police officer. He has no discretion in the law.
It's a really good point.
Are those vans, maybe you can ask this to the PSNI, are those vans always set to 10% plus 2, or to some days do they get sent out with maybe just the 10%?
We will put that question into the PSNI as well this morning. So are the vans that sit on the pavements and sit on the side of roads, are they set to only actually send you out a ticket when it's 10% plus 2? Because there is no chance for discretion because you drive past them and they don't chase you. That's a really good point you've raised, actually.
Okay, thanks, Stephen.
Thank you. Good morning to you. And the fixed cameras, you know, the GATSOs or whatever you call those things, the big yellow boxes. Interesting. Joe and Carrie Duff. Morning, Joe.
Stephen, if the whole idea of the 10% plus 2 is to counter any imbalance there might be in relation to the equipment, it's quite possible that the driver was actually doing 29, surely. So why would a policeman be allowed to have discretion? Because it's not a discretionary matter. It's basically it's there to allow for any discrepancy within the equipment. He shouldn't be allowed to use his discretion.
Well, that's why I'm asking the police this morning what the margin of error is.
Yes, but I mean, as Rosie said, that he can use his discretion. It might show in the camera that he's doing 31. Technically, he might only be doing 29 if you work on that proviso that there's 10% either way.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't
well, that's if you work on the 10% proviso as a margin of error, which is what we need to ask the police. Is that the margin of error? We are asking them. Let's see what they say. I think this is very, very, very important, actually, because, look, as a society, what we want to do is we want to abide by the rules, right? And we want to stick with the rules. But we also want people to be treated consistently in Northern Ireland.
So well, that's fair enough. Yes, absolutely.
So the big message from the police is that, look, speeding kills, and a 30-mile-per-hour speed limit is 30 miles per hour. In other words, do not go over it. Now, that's a different issue. Okay.
Hold on,
because it's important that I say this. So if you are doing just 1 or 2 miles per hour over the 30 zone or over the 70 zone in a 70 zone, then that extra mile or 2 miles per hour could be the difference between life and death. So let's remember that. But there's a different discussion that we're having this morning, which is the police actually consistently using their policy on all of us, or is it a lucky dip where some days if you're doing 33, you've got the face of road policing in Northern Ireland, Rosie Leach, saying, well, it's not fair to be prosecuted, but some of you are telling me you are being prosecuted. Like, that's pretty farcical, surely.
Pretty farcical if a policeman decides that your attitude dictates whether you're prosecuted or not. I think it's obviously a joke. I mean, you've either committed an offence or you haven't. I mean, you can't be prosecuted on the basis of how you might react. But someone could be absolutely frustrated and maybe express that frustration by way of saying, look, this is ridiculous. Because he makes that statement, does he automatically be prosecuted? I think that's grossly unfair also.
We promise you we'll get clarity from the police on all of this. We promise you we will. In fact, what we're going to do today, we told you we're going to discuss Emily Penn, whether it should be stopped or not. Let's pull that into tomorrow morning's show, right? We'll pull that subject into tomorrow morning's show and we'll continue this because it's very, very important. Stephen and Ballymoney. Morning, Stephen.
How you doing, Stephen? I, first of all, I've got to say that I don't condone speeding at all. That's the first thing I've got to say.
Are you on a dopey speakerphone?
No.
I can't hear you.
I'm on a mobile phone.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, I just give my story to your researcher. I was coming out of Port Stewart into Port Rush, and I was heading into the 30 zone. I was braking. And I looked to my right. I seen the speed van, which was parked up at the footpath. I seen a woman having to push a pushchair onto the road to go past the speed van. And the next thing, I got a note to say that I was doing 35. I was in a 40 zone. I was braking coming into a 30 zone. I had to go to the course, which had probably about 25 or 30 people.
Well, yeah, but what speed was recorded?
35.
35 and a 30?
No, 35. Sorry, 35. I was coming into a 30 zone. He was parked right on. He was actually parked below the sign that said 30 mile an hour. So I was braking coming into the zone. And he hit me with a laser, whatever it was, and I had to go to the speed awareness course. I went to the speed awareness course, and I'm not going to tell you a lie here. I went to a speed awareness course at Coleraine, and everyone was talking about this subject, about the percentage over, blah, blah, blah. And the guy who was taking the course said, put your hands in the air, those who were 1 mile over the limit. And there was about 5 or 6 of them put their hand up. 1 mile over the limit.
Well, then there is, if that is true, there is a problem. there is a problem because the police are pumping out one message and it's, there's a different reality on the ground. Aidan, next morning, Aidan.
Stephen. Stephen, I was done by the van, you know, the speed van on the Ballysilton Road. And I was doing 34 miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
And I got the ladder. And it said on the ladder that they wanted to make sure who was driving the car. Do you understand what I mean?
Yep.
So it's my son's car, but I was driving it. So he was actually getting done. Do you understand what I mean? So I had to contact them and tell them, you know, that it was me who was driving it.
Yeah.
But it never said on the ladder anything about this percentage.
So do you think, did you hear the PSNI on this morning?
Yes.
Do you think you've had clarity?
I'm saying it should have mentioned that on the ladder then. You know what I mean? What it said was, you either do this course or you had to pay £95. Right?
So what do you say to the police this morning?
So when I finish, so I went to the course, paid the £95, went to the course, and were brought into the course. It was like as if you were in the Gestapo, you know? What the drove out, sent out all these particulars. You weren't to go to the toilet, if you know what I mean. And if you left the course, you automatically lost your money.
Like you weren't told you weren't allowed to go to the toilet, for goodness sake.
I'm telling you now, that's what I'm saying.
Of course it didn't say you're not allowed to go to the toilet.
Well, I'm telling you now, he said, well, a certain time in the toilet. Anyway, well, that's what was put up. So the girl sitting beside me, I was talking to her. And she was doing 95 miles an hour outside Bombridge.
Well, that she should have been...
she was fined £95.
She should have been taken off the road.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So what happened was, he went through a whole lot of sarcastic remarks about BMW people and all, you know, the instructor.
Hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. So there was no appeal system or anything.
Okay, and no consistency. Drew, next morning, Drew.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Drew.
Yes, I was approaching Anna Health, and I thought I was doing roughly in around 30 miles an hour, but there was a van parked up, and they clocked me at 33 miles an hour, so I had to go down to Lagonside this morning to pay the £60 fine.
Well, you couldn't have, because the police are saying this morning it wouldn't be fair to prosecute you. They've said it.
Well, I just paid £60 at 33 and coming into Anna Health.
Well, why don't you write to them and say Rosie Leach from the police says it's not fair to prosecute you?
Well, will she take my points off the licence as well?
Did you get points for 33?
Yeah, I got 3 penalty points and £60 fine.
And does it actually say 33?
It said 33 on the letter that came to the house from that van.
Could you share that letter with us? Could you send that in to us?
Oh, I could find. No problem. I could send that in. Not a problem.
What on earth is going on?
I don't know, but...
Is it 10% plus 2, which would be over 35? Is it... is it less than that? Is it because Rosie says 33 isn't fair? What is it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, but what I can tell you is I'm £60 down this morning.
We've asked, here's a clarification in from the PSNI. Now, we've asked them what the margin of error is, and they're refusing to tell us. Like, how does that work?
Maybe there'll be a lot of refunds in the next year or so.
The police are saying this morning that we asked the police what is the margin of error. The police have responded by saying the devices are tested with the margin of error accounted for within this process. In fact, they've sent us through the exact same statement that they sent us yesterday.
No, well, I mean, it goes back to these vans as well. I mean, these vans, are they sitting there at exactly 30 miles an hour? Are they sitting at 35 miles an hour, but if they're sitting at 35, I shouldn't be getting a fine 33.
Here's the, in accordance with the law, this is extra from the police, any speed enforcement device used by the police must be subjected to testing by the Home Office Scientific Branch. Here's a question this morning. My goodness, just as we come to the end of the programme, by the way, we're coming back to this tomorrow. Why is the PSNI hiding what the margin of error is within their machines? Why are they refusing to make it public what the margin of error is? Now, there's a really interesting question. Are the police going to be open about this tomorrow, or are they going to continue, as they've done today, to hide this? We've asked them. These machines, they've confirmed to us, have an error in them. So, in other words, if they read that you're doing 30, you might be doing 29, you might be doing 31. It depends what the margin is. And now they won't tell us what that margin is. You bet your bottom dollar we'll be back to this tomorrow at 9 o'clock.